This is the Edinburgh Reporter podcast, and this week we sat down with new council leader, Councillor Cammie Day, who was barely a week into the job, and we asked him how the first week had gone.
It's a real challenge. It's exciting. You know, I'm proud and privileged to be the leader of the city that I live in and have all my life. But yeah, it's hard work, and it's going to be a challenge to get decisions through the council, but I think me and my administration are keen to work with all parties, and I genuinely mean that there's no majority of any grouping in the council, so we'll work proactively with all the groups and try and get the best we can for the city, and in some ways, politicians say, put politics aside, but get the best for the city. We will have to do that to get decisions to the council, so whilst we have a manifesto we want to deliver, we accept there'll be compromises in some areas to make sure we can get the best for the city.
You're being criticised, and writers are saying that the Labour group will have to look to the Tories and the Lib Dems for assistance in getting any policies passed, and then of course there's going to be the budget, but that's not till February. So is that true? Do you think that's true?
I think it's partly true that we'll work with every party. You know, so the manifesto.
So you won't just have to look to the Lib Dems and the Conservatives?
Never. I mean, for me, we'll be working cross-party. I'll be meeting with the group leaders quite soon to put our pitch across about how we'd want to work with the group leaders. And the same will be happening with my transport convener, with my education convener, etc., etc. They'll all be looking to have a cross-party consensus on the way forward. That's not going to happen all the time, we accept that. But I suppose our stall will be set out that we want to work across parties or with whoever will support us to get the best we can. And given that the Labour group, the SNP, the Greens and Lib Dems manifestos are probably more aligned, these will be the parties that we go to. But I'm not either going to shun out the Tories, because there'll be some parts of the manifesto that we might support or they might support ours. So it's a genuine approach to say, let's get as many of the parties as we can in the council. And if some parties are not happy, don't want to play that game, then that will be their decision, and we'll work with other parties that are prepared to be a bit more progressive and put differences aside and get on running the city, the capital city, the best we can.
So give me a rundown of your week. So Thursday morning, I'm not even really sure what particular time, but suddenly the minority, coalition, it's not minority coalition, the Labour minority administration was formed with you as the leader, and there's only 13 of you. And then what happened after that?
So, you know, I'd like to argue that it's not about quantity, it's about quality. I've got 13 amazing councillors, a number of them with senior roles who will lead that portfolio for the next 5 years, hopefully. And as I said, work across the political bounds to try and get the best they can.
Some of them are quite new, very new.
Very new, but very ambitious and very keen. And of course, they'll do a great job. And then along the way, they might make some mistakes, and they'll learn and do it better next time. So we accept that. We're not coming in to say we'll be perfect. I think Labour's group's got a long-standing tradition in the chamber that they're progressive. They'll work with parties, and we'll do what we can to be the best for the city. So I mean, yeah. Thursday morning, I think it was actually that I was appointed into this role, and the conveners in the Lord Provost as well, so from the Lib Dems. It was exciting, because I think, you know, there was some interesting votes being discussed behind the scenes, and genuinely, until we sat down, we probably weren't entirely sure it was going to go through. So, yeah, pleased with it, and then since then it's been a roller coaster for me in my new role as the council's leader, and every day's been genuinely different. I'm not a week into it yet, but it's been an exciting week today here at my first official outing as the leader to the Jubilee Party at Drylaw Rainbow Club. And it's exciting to be here today, one of my many things I've done in the last 5 days or so.
What else have you done? Give me a flavour. You were a kirking of the council.
Yeah, so if I run down, I suppose on Friday morning I was at COSLA. Cause a leaders meeting, stand up for the city, arguing for more resources for Edinburgh, a better pay deal for our workers, for the tourist tax to come in quicker, and that there's a better deal from the government to support the Ukraine community here in Edinburgh. On Saturday,
I think you had a day off.
I went up the hills to clear my head, and had a day out of council things and chased up some emails. On Sunday, I was at the Kirkland of the Council with some of my colleagues representing the city at this event.
That's a very nice event because you're all wearing lovely robes, red robes.
Of course. And there's a good representation across most, if not all, the parties there. So I hope that's a starter about how we'll work in the future. Monday I called the first meeting with all the executive directors and leadership team and the key conveners to have a discussion about how we'll work together, how we go forward. Yesterday I spent my day at the refugee hub talking to Ukrainian people and our officers who are out there supporting people who've come through the system to get relocated into Edinburgh or into Scotland in some cases. And today here I am at the Jubilee party at Drylow Rainbow Club. So yeah, and later on today I'll be down to Lothian Buses to reassure them of our commitment to keep them in public ownership, and then more events tomorrow and Friday, and then hopefully I'll have Saturday off. In fact, no, I have to go to HMS Albion on Saturday morning to join the captain to have some lunch and, along with some other people, I'm sure. So yeah, it's a full on week, 1 week into it, and it is tiring, but you know, we're excited. Excited it brings something new and different, and I hope a different working relationship to the parties across the chamber.
Great, well I hope all the next weeks are as exciting as this one.
I hope so.